Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'll pick up where the senator from Delaware left off and where the senator from Utah also commented in thanking John Walsh and his wife, Hervé, for their tremendous contribution to our society, but in particular, this piece of legislation. One of the things that we all have to deal with in life are tragedies and struggles, and it is the measure of the person to see how that individual responds to that tragedy, whether given the nature of the tragedy that they experienced, it could have easily destroyed them, and they took this horrific incident and turned it into a tremendous good. As Senator Biden says, who knows personally, I can't think of anything worse than losing a child, and losing a child in such an incredibly tragic situation has to be more than you could possibly bear. To take that that emotion and channel it into a positive course for the benefit of other children is an incredible legacy for Adam. And I know John and Hervé do it for that reason, to build that incredible legacy. And this legacy is added to today by the naming of this bill, the Adam Walsh Child Protection and Safety Act. Not only is this a great thing that you're doing for our society, but you're a great model for so many who experience tragedies every single day. They can look at you and see how something that I'm sure brought you to your knees can be turned around to do so much good for so many. So you are not only helping the children and helping those who are victims of crimes, but you're helping those who are victims of life's tragedies that befalls us all, and giving them an inspiration to move forward and turn that tragedy into triumph. And this today is another triumph. It's certainly not, maybe not even be the biggest triumph that that they have experienced, but it is certainly a triumph and a positive thing to add to that great legacy. I rise to talk about two pieces of this bill that that I have been working on and the author of. One is called the Project Safe Childhood, and the second is called the Safe Schools Act. I introduced Project Safe Childhood a couple of months ago after learning of a program at the Justice Department called Project Safe Childhood. The Justice Department, in reviewing and seeing the incredible proliferation of child exploitation crimes, basically being proliferated through the internet, took on a new program within the department, and this new program is in response of what we see of sexual predators on the internet, what we see with other types of sexual trafficking that goes on again as a result of the internet and other places, and developed a program which is a very good program. It has five main purposes. First, it seeks to integrate federal, state, and local efforts to investigate and prosecute child exploitation cases. Second, the project allows major case coordination between the Department of Justice and other appropriate federal agencies. Third, it increases federal involvement in child exploitation cases by providing additional investigative tools and additional penalties that are available under federal law that state and local governments may not have. Fourth, the project provides increased training for federal, state, and local law enforcement regarding the investigation and prosecution of computer-facilitated crimes against children. And finally, it promotes community awareness and educational programs to raise the national awareness about the threat of online sexual predators and to provide information to families on how to report violations. Now, as the father of six children, I can tell you that what Senator Biden said about what parents used to feel that they could do to protect their children, locking their doors and being with them, has gotten a lot more complex with that fiber optic tube that runs into your house that allows for the entire world to come crashing into your home and allows sick people to be able to prey on members of your family, that we need to do more. We need to do more to educate parents that this is like pointing, in many cases, a loaded gun at your child and asking them to get on and play. This is a dangerous tool. Yes, there are wonderful things on the internet. There's a tremendous world of knowledge and adventure on the internet. But as we know too often, the major trafficking on the internet, the major traffic on the internet is not those wonderful and informative sites. They are sites that prey on our failings and our weaknesses. They are sites that prey on the unsuspecting, on the innocent in many cases. And we as parents have to be better armed to deal with these people who want to reach into your home and corrupt members of your family, corrupt everything that you're trying to teach them not to do, and worse yet, potentially co-opt them into behavior that could risk ultimately their lives. So this program is a very important program that the Justice Department is engaged in. I contacted the department and worked with them to develop an authorization bill so we could provide a stable stream of funding for Project Safe Childhood and expand the program in a way that the department on its own could not do. For example, increasing penalties for registered sex offenders, child sex trafficking and sexual abuse, and other child exploitation crimes, which this does. It creates a children's safety online awareness campaign and authorizes grants for child safety programs. So we add on, in addition to what the Justice Department's program does, we add additionally those provisions to help a better coordination between state, local, and federal prosecutors and investigators so we can have... I had a meeting in the Western District of Pennsylvania with our U.S. Attorney Mary Beth Buchanan and some state and local officials, and they were talking about just the practical difficulties of assigning police and investigators and detectives and prosecutors on a local level, and the support they need, and the overlapping jurisdictional issues. And so this will help them be able to create a seamless teams of people to help go after these child abusers, as well as to project into the community information that is important to prevent these crimes from happening. So I'm grateful that Senator Specter, Senator Hatch, Senator Leahy worked to include that provision in the bill. I think it will take a step forward in protecting our children from these predators and from exploitation. The second piece of legislation is called the Safe Schools Act. We spend a lot of time here on the floor of the Senate talking about how we can improve the quality of education. But it almost goes without saying that when you drop your child off at school, at a bare minimum, you would expect that the people that interact with your child at school will not harm them. I mean, you would think that that would be almost a given. But unfortunately, in our country today, we have actually a very poor system of checking as to whether people hired in schools are, in fact, safe for the children that they interact with. Obviously, the vast majority of teachers and people that work in schools, you know, are good and decent people and are there because they want to help children, not because they want to harm children. But just like anything else, if you are someone who is a sexual predator and is looking to harm children, what better place to go than a place where there are children every single day that you could possibly exploit? And so it is important that we have sufficient checks in place to make sure that these predators are not in places, in educational settings, where they can harm and corrupt our children. What the current state of play is that there's basically a mishmash of different state laws and of different participation in a system created to help schools access information about criminal background checks. Some states require, for example, only a state background check, while other states require an FBI background check. With these disparities, individuals continue to find opportunities to evade safeguards that have been put in place. In Pennsylvania, an FBI background check is only required for individuals applying for work in schools that have lived in the Commonwealth for less than 2 years. So if you lived in the Commonwealth for several years and you had committed a crime someplace else, Pennsylvania would not, and you went to be hired at a school, Pennsylvania would not have the ability to check that out. Applicants that are beginning in 2007, applicants will be required to go under FBI background checks if they live now in the state for more than 2 years. So we are addressing that issue in Pennsylvania to its benefit. But I think it just goes to show you that there is not a good system out there, and that what we need to do is to get all of the states to access a database that was established by Congress in 1998 called the National Crime Prevention and Privacy Compact. And it's this compact, I shouldn't say it's a database, it's a compact which the states share information about criminal backgrounds. This is an important thing to have all the states participating in. And I won't go through all the problems, but there are all sorts of memorandums and agreements and data sharing information. And as a result of that, only roughly half the states, 26, participate in the compact. Even states that have joined the compact don't always get access to the information they need. And this is a problem. You could have a man from Pennsylvania who committed sex crimes in Pennsylvania when moved to Nevada. Nevada is not a compact state, and so they could do their own internal checks of whether this person had committed crimes against children and find nothing. And so they could be hired in Nevada schools without any knowledge of the individual's problems in Pennsylvania. And this is obviously a great threat to our children. So what this bill does is will give schools across our nation an essential resource when making hiring decisions. They will be able to access this database and conduct fingerprinted-based background checks on individuals that are seeking work with or around children in schools. So this is another important step in protecting our children, in addition to all the other provisions that are in this bill, protecting our children, in this case, in our schools. I want to thank again the chairman, ranking member, for their tremendous assistance with me on getting this legislation in the final package. And again, congratulate all who have been involved in this very important legislation. Thank you, Mr. President.